Tucked into the industrial landscape of Port Kembla on the New South Wales south coast is the Coomadeechi Lagoon. For a long time, the area was neglected and environmentally unsound. But more recently, the Coomadeechi United Aboriginal Corporation has started caring for the lagoon. Kellyanne Brent caught up with Lorraine Brown, an elder of the Coomadeechi people.
It's a freshwater lagoon in the perch in the sandhills. And they say the Coomadeechi means the word like bad water because it had probably a small taste of salt in it. And it's a natural, it's a natural thing. It's not built by man. It's been here like forever. And the same like the one in Jervis Bay. So there's only these two on this coast. And that's why it is unique. And that's why it's important. And we're in an industrial area. We're not out in the beach in a bushland area. So that's why it makes it more unique and more, you know, more precious to look after, really. My name's Lorraine Brown and I'm chairperson of the Coomadeechi United Aboriginal Corporation. We have been caretakers of the lagoon area since 1993 when we formed a working party of 10 and got grants to help build a track through here and put in bush foods and restore the generation that the all the revegetation back to its normal state after all the damage. The Indigenous connection is at Hill 60 and Tom Thumb Lagoon, you know, all those areas and these sand hills where they were moved to when they had to move off their natural camps. And you know, this here lagoon's become a big significance because of that, because it was the first camp, like, on this side, down from Hill 60 after they were moved off their natural grounds. We did this here mill because it was like a food chain from the mountains to the sea, like a part of the foods that they used to gather and eat around here. So it's a special place. At the moment, it's pretty high. The water's high. We've got a bit of bird life back. The main things is we've got willows growing that need taken out, you know. It's pretty bushy on this side where we are, the area that we used to look after for so many years, since 1993. And I mean, for the amount of work we've done and the trees we've kept coming through, every now and then we've kept coming back and putting it in. So the generation side of it is pretty good. And, you know, it's look at it. It's fantastic, you know, compared to what it was. I mean, when you're looking at areas here that never even had a tree, this never even had trees on this end. So, you know, so we're pretty proud of what we've done. Planted our red ash trees, we've planted myoporums, the berries, we've planted the midgeon berries, and they're a berry, the ground cover, that and the berries are like a cinnamon. What else we've planted? Well, we planted all the lemons, the wattles, because they're a part of the damper, the bread making, and that as well. All our lemandras, which was basket weaving, that some of the people are doing now down at Gerringong, which are fantastic. Hey? Pig face we put in here too, because that's a delicacy as well. If you know what to eat on it. But there's a lot of things through there that we've planted. Not just foods, but medicinal. You know, there's medicinal plants that are growing in there that, and some of our people used to use when, and now some of them come and pick it now and use some stuff as well in there, so, which is good. So, you know, it's still, they're still trying to push it. It's an area for our green and gold bell frogs, which is an endangered species, and our eastern long-necked turtles. So it's a special area. You don't get to see many turtles, you know, these days, I said, and it's a really good area where they used to breed often, but we had someone put carp in the lagoon and it's really taken a toll on our lagoon. We got the ducks, we got the brown and the black, haven't we? And we got the water hens, you got the plovets, you got the cranes,
we've got different water hens.
Pelicans, we've got two lots of different water hens, we've got the pelicans, swans, which is we all think it's a blessing when the swans come back. But the thing is, we're getting on now, we need other people to take it over. you know. And if we can get permanent jobs for young people that can start their careers and keep it going with all looking after all these areas, then we should. A lot of people don't realise that there's a lot of information in that little piece of that bushland there. You know, it's a pity.
Kellyanne Brent chatting with Lorraine Brown at Coomadichie Lagoon. Produced by Sean O'Brien. And that's all for Off Track this week. To find us online, head to abc.net.au/radionational and have a scroll through the program list. You can also find me on Twitter, @Joel Werner. But until next time, bye for now.